Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, beautiful day out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. America's Health Rankings Senior Report is out this week. It checks the pulse of the health of America's older adults, latest information available. And it shows that our seniors are maybe not in the best of health. The senior report finding significant increase in poverty and opioid deaths. Joining us to talk more about this, Chief Medical Officer with United Healthcare Employer and Individual, Dr. Rhonda Randall. Dr. Randall, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's talk a little bit more about the findings of this report. What are some of the more pressing public health issues facing seniors?
Well, as you mentioned, this is the 11th edition of the America's Health Rankings Senior Report published by the United Health Foundation. It contains 52 measures of our health from 22 unique sources. And nationally, we see every year some troubling trends and also some good news. Let's start with the things that I'm most concerned about. A 43% increase in drug deaths among seniors. This might be a population that you're not thinking is affected by the opioid crisis in the United States, but they are, and we're seeing that dramatic increase. Also, a 13% increase in the number of chronic conditions and a 10% increase in the number of seniors who are living in poverty. In the good news nationally, we see a 16% increase in the number of geriatric providers. These are geriatricians and geriatric nurse practitioners. 7% increase in high-speed internet access among seniors. We know that that connection really makes a difference as far as our social interactions, and also more and more used for things like telehealth and other medical care. And a 6% decrease in food insecurity. These are 6% less seniors worried about access to food and nutrition.
All right, so some good news, but certainly some areas of concern as well. Let's talk a little bit about those opioid drug deaths. Surprising because, as you said, this is not necessarily the population that we think of is overdosing on drugs.
Yeah, it has affected all populations in our nation. I think that's important, and it's really important for us to recognize that the seniors in our lives are at risk as well. This comes from death certificate information, so it's all causes of drug deaths, both those that are prescription as well as those that are non-prescription. But what we see here tracks with what we see in our nation. Most of these are non-prescription opioids.
So what can we do to help drive that number down?
I think the first is recognize that it's a population that is affected, making sure that they have access to a primary care physician is very important so that they get the proper screening and the referrals to the support that's necessary. And if you know a senior in your life who may be affected by opioid use or other substance use, it's important to help them get connection to care.
Talking with Dr. Rhonda Randall from United Healthcare today, the 11th edition of the America's Health Rankings Senior Report is out. What did you find to be the most pressing issue that needs to be addressed? Is it that opioid issue, or is there something else in that report that you say we got to get on this right now?
That's the most pressing issue in this report. You know, for many years, we had seen an increase in life expectancy among seniors, and the primary causes of death were chronic conditions, things like heart disease and cancers. And then came the COVID-19 pandemic, and that significantly overtook everything else as far as the number one cause of death. And now as we're coming past those pandemic years, although it still disproportionately affects seniors, we're seeing now that worrisome increase in drug overdoses and death.
Obviously, one of the reasons you do a report like this is so that public health advocates can, understand senior health and do things to improve it. In what way can public health advocates use this information?
Well, they really are the super utilizers of this report. Our website is americashealthrankings.org, and on there, every one of these 52 measures where it's available has subpopulation data. And what I mean by that is it looks at the differences among each of these 52 measures by race and ethnicity, income levels, levels of education, seniors who live in a rural versus an urban setting, and much more. And for public health officials in particular, that's really the richness of this report and helps it become a call to action. So if you understand where the opportunities are to aim the resources that you do have at a state and local level.
Is this a trend that we're seeing, the early death rate due to drug overdoses? Is this something that has continued to creep up on us, or did this kind of come out of nowhere?
Yeah, it is something that has continued to creep up on us. This is the highest that we have seen it over the in seniors over the 11 years that we have been publishing the report.
Which, you know, it, like we said, it sounds surprising. You don't expect, seniors are using or abusing drugs, and yet you think about, that population that is probably having the most surgical procedures, has the most injuries, the most need for those medications. It kind of stands to reason as you look at it in that way. You say, well, of course, they're getting a lot of access to these drugs, but, addiction is such an issue for people of all ages.
Yeah, it's definitely a multifactorial issue, which is one of the reasons why that local level information that we provide in this report is really valuable to try to reverse those troublesome trends.
All right. And again, where can we go for more information?
AmericasHealthRankings.org.
All right. We will check it out. Dr. Randall, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye.